Yeah, so always great to be with you, and we appreciate the wonderful worship so far.
很高兴遇见大家，这个我们敬拜非常的漂亮。
Also, I look forward to being with you later this month for Pastor Evan's ordination.
我们也准备好了，我在这个月底的安牧典礼。
So that's an exciting time, and we're looking forward to it.
非常兴奋的时间。
So today is Mother's Day, and I'm going to talk about 12 rules to honor your mother.
今天是母亲节，我准备跟大家谈一下12条法则孝敬母亲。
I wanted to call it 12 ways to honor your mother.
我希望可以称之为十二种方式去孝敬母亲。
But that sounded like it was optional.
那听起来好像是一个可以选择的。
These aren't really ideas. These are more commandments.
实际那个更多的是命令式的。
And they only apply to certain people.
它仅仅去应用在某一些人身上。
They only apply to people who had a mother.
仅仅应用在那些有母亲的人身上。
How many of you had a mother?
不少人有妈妈。
Oh, well, okay, that's everybody.
每个人都有妈妈。
So these apply to you and to me.
所以这些是应用在座的和我们每个在台上的。
Now, you know that God made mommies and daddies different.
你们知道神造的母亲和父亲是不同的。
We need both.
我们都需要。
I remember one day, my children were small.
我记得有一天我孩子还是小的时候。
And it was a Saturday morning, and I was laying in bed.
周六的早晨。
And I heard somebody coughing.
我听有人在咳嗽。
So I woke up and I looked over, and there was my youngest daughter laying in bed.
她醒了，然后抬头一看，原来是最小的女儿在那咳嗽呢。
So at some point in the night, she got up and came and got on our bed.
那肯定是她有点不舒服了。
And so I went back to sleep.
然后我又回去，又开始继续睡。
And then she started coughing again.
她又开始来咳嗽了。
And then she started throwing up.
又开始叫了。
And I sat up, and she's throwing up in the bed.
那么她，我起来之后，她开始又在床上。
And I'm looking for my wife, and she's not here.
那孩子吐了，他找他找他太太，但是太太没在旁边。
So I didn't know what to do, so I grabbed my daughter and I was going to pick her up and take her to the bathroom.
他赶紧把孩子抱起来，带到洗手间里去。
And so I grabbed her and when I stood up, my head hit the ceiling fan that was going over the head.
所以当他抱起孩子来的时候，头脑袋碰到了一个正在旋转的电风扇。
And so I stood up and the fan hit me in the head. And I lost my balance.
电风扇撞到他头之后，他就失去平衡了。
And I started to fall off the bed.
所以开始又这个就躺又跌倒在床上。
And I'm holding my daughter.
抱着孩子。
And my feet are wrapped in the covers. And so I couldn't move my feet.
那么他这个腿，他这个脚呢，被被子给裹住了，他不能走。
And I'm falling off the bed, and I can't move my feet, and I'm like going to kill my daughter.
他如果这种状况下，如果要强制往前走，就容易绊倒，会把孩子杀掉。
So I decided to roll around backwards, and I landed off the bed on the ground with her on top of me.
所以他决定这样转过身来，自己背朝下摔在了地上，也要保护孩子。
And so, when I landed, I pulled her up and I said, "Are you okay?"
然后呢，他问孩子，你还可以吗？
And my daughter said, Mommy doesn't do it like that.
他女儿说，母亲可不是像你这么做的。
So I ended up taking her to the bathroom and took off her pajamas, and I went and found my wife reading the Bible in the basement.
然后呢，他把孩子送到洗手间，孩子哭完了之后，他回去找太太，发现太太在地下室里读圣经呢。
But I am very thankful that God gave all of us a mommy.
但是这是非常好的事情，神给了我们妈妈。
So one of the Ten Commandments has to do with parents.
那么有啊十诫呢，里面提到我们必须要对父母做一些事情。
And the first one that has a promise has to do with honoring your parents.
那么第一条诫命，十诫当中第一条带应许的诫命是。
So Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 3, Paul is reminding us of this commandment.
那么在以弗所书第六章一到三节啊，保罗告诉我们，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and live long on the earth.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So he says, if you honor your mother and your father, he will give you long life and a happy life.
那么这个神告诉我们，如果我们要孝敬父母，我们就会得福，在世长寿。
So we're going to look at 12 rules today for us to honor our mother.
那么今天我们要看一看圣经告诉我们的孝敬母亲的十二条法则。
Number one, don't despise your mother.
第一条，不要看不起你的母亲。
Proverbs 15:20.
箴言十二十五章二十节。
You want to read it, and I'll read it in English.
智慧子使父亲喜乐，愚昧人藐视母亲。
A wise son makes glad his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Don't despise your mother.
不要藐视母亲。
Now this verse is not talking about your mother; it's talking about you.
这个经文呢，不是在谈我们的母亲，这是告诉我们应该怎么做。
It's very important to God how you see your mother.
这是神告诉我们，我们应该怎么看我们的母亲。
You need to respect your mother.
我们需要去尊敬母亲。
He also says in number two, continue to hold your mother in high regard.In Proverbs 23:22.
第二条诫命，一直敬重你的母亲，在箴言的23:22告诉你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
God says, listen to your father that begot you, and despise not your mother when she is old. It's very important that as you grow older,that you do not hold your mother in less regard.
当这是很重要的，当我们长大的时候，我们还是能够孝敬妈妈。
You need to continue to always respect your mom.
我们需要不断的来尊敬我们的母亲。
Do you only love and honor your mother as long as she can give you what you need?
是不是只要我们的母亲给我们所需要的，我们就爱她、孝敬她呢
？No, you honor her her whole life.
不是这样的，我们应该在一辈子都孝敬她。
As long as your mom is alive, you need to honor your mom.
只要我们母亲还活着，我们就需要去孝敬她。
It takes most people 18 years before they're self-sufficient.
对于大多数人来说，要花18年时间来，他们才能够生活自立。
And during that time, your mom cared for you.
那么在那段时间，18年里面，我们的母亲一直都在照顾我们。
And there is a time when you will need to care for your mother.
那么有多长时间我们需要来照顾我们的妈妈呢？
And as long as she needs care, you need to care and honor your mom.
只要我们照顾我们妈妈的话，我们就需要去尊敬她。
One of the presidents in the United States said this, Abraham Lincoln, no man is poor who had a godly mother.
美国的总统亚伯拉罕林肯说过这样一句话，有位敬虔母亲的人不穷。
Number three.
第三条。
Don't forsake your mother's laws.
不可离弃你母亲的指教。
Proverbs 1:8-9.
箴言1:8-9，我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则，因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
He says, My son, hear the instructions of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head and chains about your neck. He says, don't forsake your mother's wisdom and your mother's instruction.
在这里讲是不可离弃你母亲的智慧或者说指教。
Because God says it's like wearing grace around your neck.
所以神告诉我们，这个母亲的这种恩典给我们这些指教的，就像是系在脖子上的金链一样。
And you know how important grace is.
所以我们知道恩典有多么重要。
We need grace.
我们需要恩典。
And that's what God says. Then honor your mother.
这神告诉我们要孝敬母亲。
He also says in Proverbs 6:20-23.
那么在箴言6:20-23，圣经也告诉我们，我儿要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则，要常记在你心上，挂在你的项上。你行走，他必引导你；你躺卧，他必保守你；你睡醒。他必与你谈论，因为诫命是灯，法则是光，训诲的责备是生命的道。
In English it says, My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart and tie them about your neck. And when you go, it shall lead you. And when you sleep, it shall keep you. And when you awake,It shall talk with you, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Your mother is giving advice for you to help you live the way God wants you to live.
我们的母亲给我们建议，告诉我们我们应该怎么样靠着神来生活。
He says, do not forsake the law of your mother.
所以他说不可离弃你母亲的指教。
Forsake means to throw off, to cast off, to loose yourself.
那么这个离弃的意思意味着抛开、扔掉或者摆脱。
And there are many people who think because they've left home, they don't live at home anymore,They can cast off their parents' instructions.
很多人都觉得，当他们已经不在家里住了，离开家了，他们就可以离弃他们母亲的法则。
Be careful what you do.
我们小心点，我们在做什么。
You know, in order to compensate a child, until they can gain wisdom, God gives them a mother.
那么在一个孩子长到足够大能够得到智慧之前呢，神给他们一位母亲作为补偿。
And then as that child gains wisdom, then they turn around and thank and are grateful to their mother for their teaching.
所以当孩子得到了智慧之后，他们对母亲曾经给他们教导感恩。
Number four.
第四点。
Don't chase away your mother.
不要赶走你的母亲。
Proverbs 19:26.
箴言19:26说：“虐待父亲、撵出母亲的，是宜羞至辱之子。”
He that spoils or takes advantage of his father and chases away his mother is a son or daughter that causes shame and brings reproach. Do not chase away your mother.
不要把我们的母亲撵走。
Don't drive them away.
不要撵他们。
And don't make them want to leave.
也不要让他们感觉到难受，想要离开。
God is very attentive in the way you treat your parents.
神是非常在乎我们对待我们父母的这种态度。
A shameful son or daughter is worse than death to a mother.
一个使家人丢脸的孩子，儿子或者女儿，比一个死了的孩子对于母亲来说更加糟糕。
And if you bring shame to your mother, then she is like a death to her soul.
如果我们要是对母亲羞辱的话，好像。对他来讲，他的孩子已经死了。
Number five.
第五条诫命，第五条法则。
Don't steal from your mother.
不要偷你母亲的东西。
Proverbs 28:24.
箴言28:24，偷窃父母的，说这不是罪，此人就是与强盗同类。
Whoso robs his father or his mother. And says it is no transgression, the same is a companion of a destroyer. The Bible says you owe your parents.
圣经说我们欠我们父母的。
You owe your parents.
你欠你父母的。
Not your parents owe you.
不是你父母欠你的。
You need to give that which is rightfully your parents.
我们需要给那些应该给父母的东西。
And you can rob your parents of more than money.
我们可能会从父母那抢夺东西，不仅仅是钱。
You can rob your parents of happiness, of time, of sleep, of joy, and of pleasure.
我们可能从父母那抢夺幸福、时间、睡眠、喜乐、愉悦。
Those are all things your parents deserve.
那些实际都是我们父母值得来享受的。
Don't steal those away from them.
不要把那些东西从他们身边夺走。
I heard a story one time of a very godly woman.
有一个故事是关于一个非常虔敬的女人。
She was an elderly Christian and she was very poor.
这是一位很老的基督徒，但是非常穷。
And she lived in a little house.
住在一间小屋子里。
And one day she went to church.
有一天她去教会。
And while she was at church, a thief broke into her house, stole all her money, and then burned her house down.
那她当她在教会的时候呢，有一个贼闯进了她家里去，把她的东西都偷走了，然后把她房子一把火点着了。
And everybody was so sad for this woman.
每个人都感觉到非常的悲哀。
And they thought this nothing good can come from that.
但是呢，他却说了哈，这个别人说这个没有什么好东西剩下了。
But this godly woman, she said to her church, "Oh, I have so much to be thankful for."
但是这位敬虔的女人却说了，我有那么多的事情要感谢的。
And they said.You have so much to be thankful for. What? What are you thankful for?
这些人别人说你有什么可感谢的？遇见这么大的灾难。
She said, "Oh, there are three things I'm thankful for."
那至少有三件事情我需要感恩的。
Number one, I'm thankful nobody was hurt.
第一条，我感谢没有人被伤害。
Number two.Even though it was everything I owned, it wasn't very much.
即使第二点我需要感谢的是，好在失去的不是我所有的，不算多。
But she said, number three, I'm thankful it wasn't my son who did it to somebody else.
第三条我要感谢的是，好在不是我儿子对别人这么做。
Our behaviors affect our parents.
我们的行为来是对我们的父母是有影响的。
Honor your parents by your behavior.
孝敬父母，通过我们的行为来孝敬他们。
Number six.
第六条。
Let your mother correct you.
让你母亲管教你。
Proverbs 29, verse 15 and 17.
箴言二十九章的十五节和十七节，杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧，管教你的儿子，他就使你的安息，也必使你心里喜乐。
The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother shame. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto your soul. When a mother corrects her children, she brings joy back to the family.
当一位母亲管教她孩子的时候，她把喜乐带回家。
A rebellion is resisting authority.
一个反叛是对抗权威的这么一个坏东西。
But obedience brings joy and peace.
但是顺服却带来了喜乐和平安。
Number seven.
第七条。
Fear your mother.
敬畏你的母亲。
Leviticus 19:3.
利未记十九章第三节，你们个人都当孝敬父母，也要守我的安息日。我是耶和华你们的神。
You shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. God says you must fear your parents, your mom and dad.
神说你们必须敬畏你们的父母，你的妈妈和爸爸。
You need to fear them in reverence and respect.
我们需要敬畏你们，这也是这个尊敬的一部分。
Do you fear your mom?
我们敬畏母亲吗？
Some of you met my mother. I brought her here several months ago.
那么有些人遇见过 Stan 的妈妈，几个月以前她到这来了。
She's about that tall.And really, really sweet, and wouldn't hurt a fly.
不是特别高，但是非常这个甜美的一个人。
But when I was growing up as a child, I feared my mother.
但是他在孩子的时候是敬畏母亲的。
Because if I did anything wrong, she would correct me.
因为如果他做了什么错事，他母亲会管教他。
If you fear God, you better learn to fear your parents.
如果你敬畏神，你最好也敬畏你的父亲，你的母亲。
It was my fear of my mom that kept me out of more troubles than any other fear in my life.
如果在他的生活当中比起其他的事情来说呢，对母亲的敬畏使他脱离了更多的麻烦。
And that fear has stayed with me, and I've now passed it on to my own children.
那么那种敬畏一直待在他心里面，现在他把这种敬畏也传给了他的孩子。
And you can measure a child's fear of his mother by their behavior.
你能通过孩子的行为来衡量他们对自己母亲的敬畏度。
Children that are unruly and act badly.
那么那些不守规矩、行事糟糕的孩子。
They do not fear their parents.
他们并不敬畏父母。
Parents, you need to instill a reverence and a fear for you in them.You need to instill a fear and reverence for their parents and your kids.
他们如果他们不敬畏父母的话，他们就容易去侮辱别人，给自己带来。
Because that is God's way.
这是神的管教方式。
Number eight.
第八条。
Don't hit your mom.
不要打你的母亲。
Exodus 21:15.
出埃及记二十一章第十五节说：“打父母的，必要把他治死。”
He that smites his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
Wow. If you hit your mom or your father, God says you are going to die.
如果你打你的父亲或母亲，神说你必须死。
You better pay attention whenever God talks about the death penalty.
我们必须要注意啊，神当神谈到对人死刑的惩罚时，会出现什么结果？
And your dad may not kill you, and the government may not kill you, but you better fear God who can't kill you.
但是虽然可能我们的父亲不会杀我们，政府不会杀我们，但是神啊可能会让我们死。
Apparently, this crime of hitting your parents is not reformable.
很明显，这种打父母的罪行是不可以改革的。
Never.Strike your parents.
从来不要打我们父母。
Number nine.
第九条。
Don't curse your mother.
不要咒骂你的母亲。
Exodus 21:17.
出埃及记的二十一章十七节说：“咒骂父母的，必要把他治死。”
And he that curses his father or his mother.Shall surely be put to death. There's the death penalty again. If you even curse your parents, God says you're going to die.
如果我们即使咒骂父母，神也说你会死的。
Apparently, cursing your parent has the same penalty as hitting your parent.
实际咒骂父母跟打父母是有一样的惩罚的，都是死刑。
It's a death penalty.
死刑。
Leviticus 29 says the same thing.
利未记的二十章第九节这么说：凡咒骂父母的，总要治死他。他咒骂了父母，他的罪要归到他身上。
Let everyone that curses his father or his mother surely be put to death. He that cursed his father or mother, his blood shall be upon him. Now, if you know anything about the Old Testament.God keeps track of who killed who.
那么我们如果读过圣经旧约，我们知道哈，神是关心的，到底谁打了谁。
If you kill somebody wrongly, his blood is on your head.
如果你误杀了某个人，他的血就在你的头上。
And then you have to die.
所以你就要去死。
And God is saying, if you curse your parents,
神说如果你咒骂父母，
it is though you killed them with a weapon.
这个就像是用武器把父母杀掉一样。
And God said, their blood is on your head.
那么神说他们的血要归到你的头上。
And you will die.
你会死的。
It is significant that God tells us to put to death those that curse their parents, and He assigns their own blood to their head, to their account.
这是很明显的，神告诉我们那些咒诅父母的要被治死，并且他的罪要归到他自己身上。
Number 10.
第十条。
Don't refuse to obey your mom.
不要拒绝听从母亲。
Proverbs 30:17.
箴言三十章的十七节：戏笑父亲，藐视而不听从母亲的，他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦捉出来，为鹰雏所吃。
The eye that mocks his father or despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. God says.How you see your parents is very important to God.
神说你是怎么看你父母的是非常重要的。
Do you see your mom through eyes of contempt or disdain?
你是从你看你的妈妈从一种轻视的眼神里看呢，还是从那个不情愿的眼神里看？
Or do you see your mom through eyes of love and honor?
还是这个用一种爱的、孝敬的眼神来看我们的妈妈呢？
You know, the only time that my father ever hit me was when I showed disrespect to my mother.
唯一的三个父亲打他的时候，就是当他显示了对他妈妈不尊敬的时候。
And I am so thankful to my father that he got to me first before the Lord.
他是非常非常感谢他爸爸的，在神管教他之前教会了他这个事情。
That he taught me to respect my mother my whole life.
他爸爸在他一生中教导我要尊敬他的妈妈。
So that God did not need to chastise me for that.
所以他就不再受到神的管教。
Number 11.
第十一条。
Don't forget, you owe your mother everything.
别忘了在每件事上你都欠你母亲的。
Matthew 15, which we read earlier, you can read it again.
马太福音十五章三到七节，耶稣回答说：“你们为什么因着你们的遗传犯神的诫命呢？”神说：“当孝敬父母。”又说：“咒骂父母的，必治死他。”你们倒说，无论何人问父母说，我所当奉给你的，已经做了供奉，他就可以不孝敬父母。这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命，假冒为善的人啊！以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。
But Jesus answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of the Lord by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor your father and mother.But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father and mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever they are profited by me, and they honor not his father or their mother, and he'll be free. And you have made the commandment of God no effect by your tradition. You bunch of hypocrites. God says, You owe your parents whatever they need.
神告诉我们，你欠你父母，他们需要什么你就欠什么。
What nice gift or act of kindness can you give to your mother that she doesn't deserve?
那么有什么好的礼物或者行为你能给却不给你母亲的呢？
And there's none of it that she doesn't deserve. You owe it to her.
她值得我们给任何东西，我们欠她。
You need to bless her with whatever favor is needed by her.
只要她是喜欢的或者需要的，我们都需要给她用这种方式来祝福她。
And then number 12.
第十二条。
Honor your mother.
孝敬你的母亲。
Deuteronomy 5:16.
申命记五章十六节说：“当照耶和华你神所吩咐的孝敬父母，使你得福，并使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。”
Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you.This is the first commandment that has a promise. And God keeps His promises.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。神是从来都是信守诺言的。
Your life will be blessed by Almighty God if you honor your parents.
如果我们孝敬父母的话，我们会通过神获得祝福。
Now the word honor means to prize.Or to fix evaluation, or to revere, or to make rich.
这个孝敬呢有很多意思，有这个珍惜、看重、崇敬、颂扬。
And you want to treat your parents in that way to make them rich of love and respect.
我们需要通过那种方式来对待父母，然后我们需要去爱他们，去使他们丰富，使他们受到尊重。
Now some people think that honoring your mother is the same thing as obeying your mother.
有人会觉得孝敬父母和顺服父母是一件事。
But it's not the same thing.
但实际这不是一件事。
Now you cannot honor your mother if you don't obey your mother.
如果你不顺服父母，你就不能孝敬父母。
But it is possible for you to obey your mother, but not honor her.
但是也可能我们尊敬 父母，但是却并不孝敬父母。
So if a mother tells her child, "I want you to go and clean your room."
如果一个妈妈告诉孩子，我想让你去清洁房间。
And the kid goes, "Oh man, okay." He goes and cleans his room.
然后他去清洁房间了。
Well, he obeyed his mother.
他顺服母亲。
But he didn't honor her.
他但是他并不孝敬母亲，因为他不太情愿，但是还是去了。
Let me tell you how to honor your parents.
那么我们看看应该怎么样孝敬母亲。
You honor your parents when other people praise your parents for your behavior.
我们孝敬父母的方式是，当其他人因为我们的好行为来赞美他们的时候，这种方式就是孝敬父母。
When people compliment your mom for the way you act.
当别人来恭维你的妈妈，因为你做的事情，
that brings honor to your parents.
那个就带来了孝敬对于父母。
These 12 rules are all scripture.
这十二条诫命，这十二条法则全都是圣经当中给我们的信息。
These are not suggestions.
这不是建议。
These are not ideas.
这也不是一些想法。
Nor are these cultural customs.
这也不是文化的这种代码。
These are commandments of Almighty God.
这个是从神来的命令。
And if you bring honor to your mom and your dad,
如果我们孝敬母亲和父亲，
God will bless you with the blessings of heaven.
神会祝福我们。
Amen.
Amen.